This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The economy, a key issue for voters, and the final jobs report before Election Day out today, showing fewer hires last month than projected, with just 12,000 jobs created. Economists say Hurricanes Helene and Milton and the Boeing strike likely impacted the hires, acting U.S. Labor Secretary Julie Hsu claiming that the overall economy remains resilient.
They're not reasons that are about the health of our economy. Nobody's looking at this month and changing the overall assessment of where the economy is. We have a lot of other data for that.
Unemployment remains at 4.1%, near historic lows. Former President Trump blaming the Biden-Harris policies for fewer jobs. He's campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Wisconsin, making three stops with just 4 days left before Election Day. In Orlando, a 17-year-old is in custody in the Halloween shooting last night that killed two and injured six others. Police don't have a motive. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At this stage of the election, it's time to get out the vote. This is a crucial step that can make or break the presidential campaign of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are nudging Americans to the polls or the mailbox or ballot drop box to make their choices. Democrats are relying on a traditional strategy of targeted phone calls, text messages, and door knocking from the party and its allies to encourage turnout for Kamala Harris. Donald Trump has outsourced much of the Republican operation, including to America PAC, the organization supported by billionaire Elon Musk, which was giving away $1 million a day in prize money, an unorthodox approach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the healthcare industry. The open enrollment period will end January 15th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line items vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used that authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A high-pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s, and tonight fall back below freezing to the upper 20s. We get warmer tomorrow for a splendid Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. We will discuss the Wisconsin Amendment to the Constitution. What does it mean? How should we vote? And we'll preview the probable lawsuits after the election. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. We are live on location. Thank you, Terry Barr, for that great intro once again. We are at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of Wisconsin's gem, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We are excited to be here. Thanks for joining us in what is going to be a blockbuster show. Our great friend Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project and president of the union, is on a plane for a 13-hour homestay back home in Utah, and then he is on the road to Pennsylvania getting the job done out there. We appreciate all his time he spent with us this week. And also, Trevor, paying for the bus. We appreciate that as well to get us around. Trigvy Olson, though, is still here. We appreciate him, like myself, a native of Wisconsin. He from River Falls and now one of the senior advisors at the Lincoln Project. Trigvy, we have made our way here to this beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh, my God. I got a tour of this place. Mm-hmm. And I got to go down to the clubhouse. I got to see the batting cages. I got to see the weight room. This has got to be the nicest minor league stadium in the country. Well, there's no way that it's not.
Let's bring on our special guest here at the table for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. He is Mr. Rob Zurjav. He is the president, CEO, and managing partner of this great organization here, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And Rob, first of all, thank you so much for your hospitality and letting us do this show here. And like Trigvy says, this is a primo facility.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. One, thank you for being here. Thank you for the very kind words. And yeah, we're very proud of what we've built here in Appleton. And it is. There's pieces of this that are the best in all of minor league baseball. So we're very, very proud of our little gem here in the Fox
City. And if I read correctly, I mean, you guys just won an award for having one of the best stadiums in the country.
Yeah, we were named Ballpark Digest. Actually, I believe it was Stadium of the Year. Yeah. So that I think Target Field won that at one point. So up there with the big boys. But yeah, very, very fortunate. And again, it's nice when others recognize you.
I can tell you it is Stadium of the Year because you should read your promotional material. You want.
Yeah, it's right. It's right on the board.
Literally, we're proud of it. And also, you guys got it done on the field this year. We're the division champs.
Yeah, the team was fantastic. We're the high A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. And we won the first half, won the second half, made it all the way to the championship, lost in the last and deciding game, unfortunately, but just a tremendously talented group of people and players on the field, great coaching staff, and you're going to see these guys up with the Brewers probably in no time.
Well, I, you know, fans of this show know I'm a huge Brewer fan. Of course, we carry the game on many of our stations across Civic Media. Had an exciting season this year, and I did bring my old Brewers cap, I guess, is over there, and it's getting a little faded. And you guys, well, thank you, Chris. Chris Giese, our great videographer and grip here for the show. Here's my warm Brewers cap. I did have that with me, but it was so gracious you got to trade it out here for a Rattlers cap today. And I do have on, I've been wearing this since the premiere. Chris and I were at this, the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the director and producer of that film. We've been talking about that. Have you had a chance to see it?
I what's really unfortunate is I haven't. And now I heard it's out of the theaters already. But I'm very good friends with Gorman Thomas, and he told me all about it. And it was happening while we were in a homestand and then went into the playoffs. And I just never found time to get out to the theater. So I'm
clearly Todd's hat was bought when Gorman Thomas was roaming.
That just means he's working hard.
I'm a true Brewers fan, right? Well, the good news is we can't confirm this, but I know I could say I think that that Kelly and Sean are working on a streaming deal perhaps a little bit later this year, and I know they're investigating doing DVDs because a lot of people want to give this movie to people for Christmas. It's one of the top-rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes. It's had great reviews, and it's just – talk to us about this affiliation with the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. I think a lot of people, maybe not in the Valley, don't realize there's a connection in this part of the state to the Brewers as well.
Yeah, so we are a part of minor league baseball. As I mentioned, we're the high A affiliate for the Brewers. So there's low A, high A, double A, triple A. And we became a Brewers affiliate in 2009. Before that, we were with the Seattle Mariners. We have a history that goes way back into the early 1900s. But ever since we became a Brewers affiliate, it's really just tied everything together in the state. And the fact that the Brewers, when they draft a player, they come here, and you get to see, you know, Jackson Churio, who's right. Not, you know, the next superstar in all of Major League Baseball with our home club team with the Brewers, was just here 2 years ago. And just to be able to see him as a 18-year-old and then see what he's doing as a 20-year-old in Milwaukee is something special. But then at the same time, when a player gets hurt at the big league level, they'll come down here and they'll do a rehab with us. And Devin Williams pitched for us this year. Brandon Woodruff pitched for us last year. And it's really special to see that connection as well and be able to help the big league club and keep the guys close to home. And again, show that tie. And it's really neat for the players or the fans of Appleton to be able to see these guys before they become superstars.
Sal Frelick, another great player, played here as well.
Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Freddie Peralta, Bryce Terang. I mean, the list
David Ortiz.
On. And David Ortiz, he was
Hall of Famer. David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
1996, who would have thought? And then he becomes Big Poppy, Hall of Famer. And his time, when he thinks of minor league baseball, he thinks of this as his home, is Appleton, Appleton, Wisconsin.
It's so special. I mean, Trigby and I keep looking out the window because it's for those watching the stream, Chris Giese, our videographer, has this great shot. We are literally right behind home plate, and it's just an immaculate field. You got the great scoreboard, the digital scoreboard out there. Tell people a little bit about when they come out here to Fox City Stadium, what the experience is like. And it's not just baseball anymore. You have all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, no, the one thing we don't control is the action on the field. The Brewers handle all of the players, the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. So as much as I'd like to say, hey, we need a new closer or we need a new shortstop, it's not happening. So some year.
Well, you could say it.
I could say it. They
might
just
fall
don't
on
listen.
Deaf ears.
Correct. So we really can't control the product on the field. This year, great team. In the past, we've had teams that haven't been so successful. So, yeah, we try to make sure it's entertaining. And one of the best compliments we get is when fans leave and, you know, they say, you know, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I love coming to Tim Rattler games. So whether it's the food that we have at the ballpark, in between innings, there's a different promotion going on. We have our world-famous Bratsuka that happens in between the fourth inning, where we actually have a giant brat cannon that we shoot brats into the stands. And
I love it.
Something always going on, fireworks on Fridays and Saturdays, lots of kids' events. So we have something at the ballpark for literally everybody. We have a kid zone. We have an adult playground. We have a giant slide in left field for fans of all ages. You think of the Brewers, and they have Bernie's slide in left field. You can't go down it. You go to a game, you're like, I wish I could go down it. You come here. We have our slide, and fans of all ages have done it. And really something for everybody.
And it's a beautiful stadium. You gave Trigby and I a tour a little bit earlier. It's quite something.
I'll tell you, when we went down to the clubhouse, so I I haven't ever been. The one pro clubhouse I was in was an NHL clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that clubhouse is nicer than the NHL locker room I was in. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we went to the nine. I mean, it is. It's the best clubhouse in all of minor league baseball. When the rehab players come in from the Brewers, they're just mesmerized. Earlier this year, Christian Yelich was hurt. He was going to maybe do a rehab. It didn't work out because we were on the road. He doesn't have to go and do a rehab, but he wanted to come to Appleton.
Really?
Because he had heard about this. He's like, I have to see this clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is. It's something special. And last year when we just built it, so this was its second year, but the first year one of our players came in right off the trip from Arizona from spring training, and he's like, can I just sign a 10-year contract with you guys? I'm like, you know, don't get carried away. I mean, your goal is to move up.
Right,
but. Yeah, they love it. It's turned out amazing, and I'm glad you guys had a chance to see it.
So I have a question for you. Like, obviously, you know, I grew up in the Twin Cities, and we used to go after college to Saints and Bill Veeck. Like, can you talk a little bit about how much Bill Veeck has shaped the model of – because I'm just curious about it – for what you do here and in all these minor league parks?
Yeah, you know, it's Bill, and it's his dad, Mike. You know, Veeck is in Rec. It's a classic book. I think everybody in minor league has to read that.
There's a great documentary on him, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the doc? It's phenomenal. Mike,
yeah, and awesome. Again, just the craziness and the zaniness, and when they were the St. Paul Saints before they were affiliated, it was all about – having fun and introducing the game to new fans. And we didn't, because we were in affiliated baseball, in minor league baseball, we weren't able to do the crazy things that
you didn't have a pig coming out and
no
then have
pigs,
a pig roast in center field at the end of the year.
No nuns giving massages. But,
oh, you know, my sister works in assisted living, and Sister B lives in the assisted.
Really?
Yeah, I've met Sister B.
That's great. We're talking to Rob Zerjav, the president, CEO, managing partner here of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We're here at Fox City Stadium at Neuroscience Group Field. Just a fantastic facility. A couple of minutes before the first break, Rob, give us a sense here, because we're going through the stadium. You have a wedding here a little bit later, so this is not just a baseball facility. It's a community facility. Tell folks the other benefits here at Fox City Stadium.
Yeah, so when the stadium was built in 1995, it was just basically built for baseball. 70 games a year, beautiful location right off the highway, very visible, two huge parking lots, but just would sit empty. So when we were looking at renovation in 2012, going into the 2013 year, we thought, what can we do to make this venue basically usable year-round? So we added our upstairs club level suite space, but the club space is just, it turned out amazing. So we use it for the club level for the baseball games, but then it's a banquet space in the off-season.
Well, it appears. Oh, there we go.
But we'll host Christmas parties, breakfast, lunch, banquets, you name it. So really this facility is being used roughly 285 days, much every day when you come out to the ballpark.
How many people does it seat?
The stadium seats a little shy of 6,000, so about 5,900.
Wow, that's great. And if people want to get in contact as far as, you know, booking something or questions about it, is there a website they could go to here?
Yeah, timberrattlers.com, really easy, all one word, timberrattlers.com, has all the information. We'll have our banquet information. Season, again, it's crazy to think, is going to be right around the corner. We're going to start early April, and
Got the schedule right here for 2025 already. First home game set for Friday, April 4th. How about that?
Yeah, it comes fast. I feel like it just ended. It's already November.
As the owner, you can't like call somebody up and say, "Hey, we'd like that Cheerio guy back for our weekend series."
I you try, and I twist arms. I see this guy's hurt. You know, I think he could use a rehab. We try.
He could really use a shortstop.
A lot of politicking.
30 seconds.
Way.
Anything I haven't asked you? Want to make sure people understand.
No, again, very affordable, great. We do our food and beverage in-house. We get a lot of compliments on the different food offerings we have at the ballpark. But it's a great time. If you haven't been out to the stadium, I'd highly recommend giving us a chance, because once you come out, you'll be back.
TimberRattlers.com. You can find all kinds of great information. Rob Zerjav, thank you so much for being a great host. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. We'll be here live the entire show from Fox City Stadium, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Great hats like this, great merch. TimberRattlers.com. We are live here in beautiful Appleton or somewhere above. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media Radio Network. We are live here in officially Grand Chute, Wisconsin, where incidentally Vice President Kamala Harris is holding another rally back in Wisconsin today here at beautiful Fox City Stadium, home of the great Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, along with Trivi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. I'm Todd Allball. Great to have you here, understanding that for the second day, Trivi, our Wi-Fi, through no fault, anybody's fault, it's just the way things go sometimes. I know Pat Kreitlow was having some Wi-Fi problems this morning up North News Radio, so just one of those things that we experience sometimes, but I understand, Mr. Zomers, you can still hear us, is that correct?
That's correct. And occasionally the video picks up a few frames now and then.
All right. Well,
how would it work if Zomers couldn't hear us?
Well, I don't know.
It would make me sad.
All right. Well, there you go.
He's our most loyal listener.
Yes, he is. He has to listen no matter what. What a great guy. Really appreciate Rob Zurjav stopping by.
Phenomenal.
Just a fantastic person, and really appreciate him being here. What a beautiful facility. It truly is part of what makes Wisconsin great, and so glad to be here.
$600, you can get patio table with four seats and wait service.
Not bad at all.
It's a pretty good deal. You get seven games.
Yeah.
What a deal.
It's
and you get to see the next Jackson Cheerio.
That's right.
There's something for
everybody from a suite like we're in right here down to, I'm looking out, even the bleacher seats have backs on them, so you don't have to sit there and kill your back the whole game.
No.
So just really, really great options here at Fox City Field in Grand Chute, a suburb of Appleton. So really glad to be here.
Suburb.
Well, what else do you want me to say? It is a suburb of Appleton. I don't know. Coming up here after the bottom of the hour, super excited as well to have James Carville. That's right.
The Raging Cajun.
You know who's excited to have James Carville? Jacqueline, our HR person, who is a Louisianan, and she's going to be listening in. So she's very excited to be listening. So James Carville, he also has a podcast called Politics War Room with Al Hunt, and he has a brand new documentary himself out called Carville, Winning is Everything,
God.
Stupid, in theaters now and on CNN.
If all of you are stressed out and your feet hurt and your knuckles are sore from knocking on doors, and you need something to take your mind off it, but you're consumed with politics, watch the Carville documentary. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's fantastic. So anyway, we have James Carville coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, former United States Congressman from the 3rd District, Ron Kind, is going to be calling in via phone. We really appreciate him calling in. Of course, he was the last person to represent the 3rd of the Democratic ticket until 2 years ago when do-nothing Derek Van Orten was elected. Big race over there with Rebecca Cook on the Democratic side. Going to be talking to Congressman Kind about that race in the entire state of Wisconsin. And also then at 1:30, Dr. Kristen Lierley, the Democratic candidate for the 8th Congressional District, of which we are in right here. And Dr. Lierley is out knocking doors in New London right now, but she's taking time for us a little bit later. Trigby, she'll stop by here in the suite.
And she's running against?
Weird Weed.
Weird, you got this down so good.
Tony Weird
Weed. Derek Van Orten. Yeah. I would make it Do Nothing Derek Van Odd One.
All right, well, okay. He
not only does nothing, but he's weird. Yeah, anyway, Weird Weed.
Weird Weed. You don't want the Weird Weed. You want to call in a doctor.
No, you want the good stuff, but you got to go up to Marquette, Michigan to get it.
Call in the doctor when you want to fix things. And Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be here in hour number two, and we'll try to work in some of your calls along the way, Trigby. Do we want to play this Trump cut on Cheney now?
Yeah, I think we should.
So a lot of people are talking about this,
as they should.
Yes, the campaign.
Outrageous.
Speaking of things that got weird and just ugly, this campaign. Donald Trump was on the campaign trail last night, and he knows no bottom when it comes to political discourse. And he went after Liz Cheney, of course, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney. She, of course, has endorsed Kamala Harris for vice president, did it officially here in Wisconsin. Here is what Donald Trump had to say about Liz Cheney last night.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Donald Trump last night.
He clearly never took Hunter's safety.
No. It's pretty bad, actually.
It's really bad.
What are you looking at, by the way?
It's beyond, and I'm thinking about what he said. It's beyond outrageous. It's yeah. Not who we are. Mm. And the watching people on the right, his enablers and others, they know they have a problem with this. Try to explain this away. And this is not the only time he's done it. And he doubled down. He retweeted a post in which, he was calling for tribunals in which he would face firing squad, actually about 3 hours ago. And
wow.
So he's doubling down on it. For all the self-righteous indignation that we hear about, oh, the people on the left, blah, blah, blah. This man was president of the United States, and people are contemplating voting for him when he is literally calling for the assassination of a political rival. Put yourself in the other shoes. Yeah.
Here's what Liz Cheney said in response late last night, quote, "This is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We cannot entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant," unquote. And then hashtag, women will not be silenced, hashtag, vote Kamala.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the things that maybe it's being underreported or we're not talking about it anywhere in media enough. I don't think what Cheney says there at the end is there seems to be this narrative from Trump and MAGA leadership of silencing women, of husbands saying this is how you will
silencing
vote.
People, anybody who opposes them. In this moment right now, women are standing up and saying no. And, you know, we did an ad at the Lincoln Project, and the Harris campaign actually did a similar ad, that plays off of something that started here in Wisconsin, which is women leaving notes on post-it notes in bathroom stalls. You don't have to tell them how you're going to vote.
Yes.
And they have been completely, it has completely triggered the Charlie Kirks, Jesse Waters, who ironically enough said that it would be the same if his wife were to do that. It would be the same as cheating on him and infidelity, which is ironic given that his current wife, he had an affair with her and whatnot. But one in eight women are not voting the way their husbands are.
Come on back. We have the Raging Cajun, Mr. James Carville, on the other side. It's the Tom Arnold Show live from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers Fox City Stadium on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Prairie beef cross cattle are popular in Wisconsin, and they're expected to maintain their value in the beef market moving forward. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Friday, and we'll have the story next.
Spain and Portugal, that's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
Lawrence Williams joins us. He works in dairy beef cross development with Purina. Lawrence tells me that here in Wisconsin, most dairy producers are engaged in cross animal production. He says dairy beef cross have replaced Holsteins in the beef market for a few reasons.
So there's great value in these cattle. With the native beef herd as soft as it is, these cattle really fill a need, and they're really good cattle. They're here to stay. Just great value, and these cattle perform, and when you finally get them to the rail, these cattle do really great at harvest. These cattle are here to stay. They really fit the bill at the packer. They fit the bill on the plate. So I think as an industry, we just need to think in terms of continuous improvement and all sort of stack hands and move this group of cattle forward.
Lawrence Williams, along with us, optimistic about the benefits of dairy beef cross animals for both producers and consumers. He says these cross cattle bring value to both parties. Lawrence works in the dairy beef cross development section at Purina. Stick around. We'll be taking a look at how commodity prices are trading as we near the weekend.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Commodity prices have found some strength midday on a Friday. From Chicago, December corn is up 3 cents at 4.13¾. November soybeans are up 2¼ cents at 9.84¾. Cash wheat is trading up 0.75 cents at 5.71¼. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up 0.5 cents at 6.07¼. The November Class 3 milk contract is trading up 11 cents at 2023 a hundredweight, and the December contract is 15 cents higher, trading at 1961 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s, and tonight fall back below freezing to the upper 20s. We get warmer tomorrow for a splendid Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I have D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on January 6th. We discuss. And first congressional district candidate Peter Barca. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Town Hall Ball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 o'clock. We are live on location at Fox City Stadium, the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, just outside of Appleton, Wisconsin. A great sports venue. Speaking of sports, a great sports team in the great SEC. We're a little partial to the Big Ten here, but we'll make an exception for our next guest. He is the ultimate Tigers fan, a grad of LSU. That was the fight song for LSU. He is, they call him the Raging Cajun. He is also the host of the great podcast called Politics War Room with Al Hunt. He's a great author, of course, an all-time great political strategist, and a brand new documentary called Carville, Winning is Everything, Stupid. In theaters now, and of course on CNN. James Carville, thank you so much for being here along with Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project. So honored to have you join the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be in Wisconsin. The original Carville that came to Louisiana was actually raised in Wisconsin. It was my great grandfather.
Really?
So the connection.
Do you know whereabouts?
I think it was in the southern part of the state. He actually was born in Ireland. And ended up in Wisconsin, and was apparently some affluent people took him in because he graduated from a military academy in Indiana and was in the Union Army right at the end of the war. It's doubtful he actually saw combat, and was a classic carpetbagger. He was a Republican member of the Louisiana legislature during Reconstruction. So, and that's my great grandfather. I'm not that far removed from it, but he's a Wisconsinite. That's where he was raised.
Well, look at that little synergy there. I think that's fantastic. Look, we're going to get into politics in a minute, but I'd be remiss. Our HR director, Jacqueline, she is a Louisianan and a huge LSU fan, and she goes, wait, you're interviewing Carville today? You got to tell him hi. So hi from Jacqueline. She'd kill me if I didn't say that. Your Tigers took a little one on the chin last week, but all in all, how you feeling, James?
Well, that was disappointing. We were up 17-7, and apparently we lacked a plan for the backup quarterback. But, you know, look, it's hard to win a road game in the SEC. We got Alabama at home. We're off this weekend. We got Alabama at home. By the way, you'll be glad to know that I pick against the spread on Tony Kornhauser, and I got the Packers plus three at the Lions in Detroit.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
out with all Packers.
We got the Packers helmet. We're just outside of Green Bay. Trygve and I are going to the game on Sunday. So thank you, James. We appreciate that.
All right. Well,
the ultimate. Go ahead.
Right now, y'all in the bow counties? I can't get the bow counties in the wild counties. And Wisconsin has the most difficult place names to pronounce of any state in the United States.
Right?
It's the Indian names. Like,
oh, man, you get tongue-tied on Wisconsin pronunciation.
James, talk to us a little bit about, I mean, I can't imagine anybody doesn't know, but for those that might have been asleep at the switch, you were one of the main architects of former President Clinton's great success over the years. You've run other races as well, a storied political career. You're one of those guys who just gets it done. That's why I think that this name of this doc is perfect. You know, winning is everything, stupid. Because in this game, and, you know, Trigby's worked for guys like McCain and other people. Talk about a little bit how you see this race shaping up in the Midwest, the blue wall, particularly where we're at in Wisconsin.
Well, I think if one goes to just kind of polling, it all comes back 47.5 to 47.5. I do think we're discounting a lot. I think coming down, and by the way, Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, who won the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, probably the best state party in the United States, I think she has tremendous organizational advantages, surrogate advantages. Trump keeps just blowing himself up by saying that the most ridiculous, I mean, the firing squad to shoot Liz Cheney, And then he says he's going to use the military to arrest his political opponents. And I think that I'm very confident that people are going to reject this. I really am. And I've said pretty publicly, I think she's going to do fine on Election Day. And I think she's going to carry Wisconsin. I honestly do. I just think this is just so. Go ahead.
No, I think you're spot on. I mean, I think there's a little bit of this. And I read your piece that you put out on why you thought Harris is going to win. I keep coming back to Winston Churchill. You can always count on the American people to do the right thing after they explored every other option. Kind of feel right. Like that's where we're at, right?
But
the other thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, I started cutting my teeth in politics in the late 80s. And in 93 or 94, Yoon Bogala put out a book, Shut Up, Buck Up, Shut Up, and Don't Come Back Until You Screw Up. Right. And that I have recommended and given that to so many kids on the Republican side that I have mentored over the years, because I think it's the best book for somebody who's interested in coming up in politics. It's just fantastic. And I bet you don't get that a lot, but that book really shaped how I think about politics, James.
Tom Peters, who's a great business consultant, Tom is pretty old now, he said I would send this book to all of my corporate clients before any other book, which is a pretty flattering thing for Peter's famous business consultant of his time to say. But I thank you for mentioning that, because I do think there was a lot of lessons and a lot of wisdom in that book, and I appreciate the fact that you remember it.
And I will tell you, the look on some – I got sent down by McConnell at one point to work on the Rand Paul situation. The look on some of those kids' faces in Rand Paul world when I gave them your book was something to behold. That was in a different lifetime, though. I'm glad we're in a coalition now, James.
Right. Yeah, and that's another reason I think she's going. Our coalition goes all the way from Dick Cheney to AOC. If you can't find a place in between there, I don't know what to say about it. I think it's going to hold together. It will hold together after the election, but winning is the whole name of the game. And then you figure out what happened.
One of the things that you pointed out, and your rival in Democratic politics and buddy, Joe Trippi, and I were talking about this, actually, because I told him you're coming on the show, and he said I should ask you. You talked about, we at the Lincoln Project identified Dobbs dads, who are conservative Republicans who don't like government telling them what kind of shotgun they should own. And they certainly don't like, and I'm in this category, I don't want some theocrat telling my daughter what they can and can't do, because it's antithetical to conservatism as I understand it. You've highlighted them too. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So what a political consultant does, Joe Trippi, is a fine one. What we look for is elasticity in a demographic. So every year brings its fashionable demographic. You remember NASCAR dads? Soccer moms, national security moms, women of color. I still think the demographic with the most upside for Harris are college-educated white males. Okay, please don't faint, NPR. Just take some smelling salts, relax, take a deep breath, and I'll give you my reasoning. Is the faculty of the Humanities Department at University of Wisconsin-Madison falls out in the hall. That's how I would actually say this. I think two reasons. Number one is college white males are more pro-choice than other males. Frankly, we have something in common. We have mothers. Most of us have sisters. Some of us have wives. Some of us have daughters. Some of us have all of that. And we're not crazy about our mother, our wives, our daughters dying in emergency rooms for lack of care. And the other thing is, when Trump tells us you have nothing to lose in this economy, most white males with a college degree, actually, I do have a 401k. I looked at it a couple of weeks ago, and that's not doing that bad. I have a 1/3 equity in my house, and I got something to lose out there. By the way, you start hanging tariffs on everything, the state that probably would lose the most is Wisconsin. Why do I say that? Agriculture is such a huge part of the Wisconsin economy. That's all on the world market. Okay, don't they make Harleys in Milwaukee? At least I know they used to. They got to sell those Harleys. They can't make it by selling Harleys in the United States. They got to sell them all around the world. And they start slapping tariffs. Then guess what's going to happen? They're going to slap tariffs back on you. Or think of plumbing supplies, which is a huge industry in Wisconsin. All right, they're going to put a tariff on all that. Wisconsinites have maybe more to lose from tariffs than just about any other state that I can think of. And I know I'm missing a thousand other things in the Wisconsin economy, for which I profoundly apologize for. These are just some industries that strike me as being prominent in the Wisconsin economy that would be devastated by Trump's economic plan.
Yeah. We're talking to James Carville. He is the host, along with Al Hunt, of Politics War Room. Also has a great new documentary out in theaters and on CNN. Carville, Winning is Everything Stupid. James, your former boss, former President Clinton, is in Wisconsin, not too far from us today here, campaigning for Vice President Harris and Tim Walz. You were one of the architects of that race of former President Clinton. Part of the reason you guys won, I think, is because you connected, and you know, President Clinton was one of those generational types of people to connect, but I think you were a lot of it, behind the scenes. You know how to connect to rural voters. And Trigvi and I have talked about that on this program, not just Vice President Harris, you know, being able to connect, but also her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz. Here's a guy that's pheasant hunts that can talk about, you know, a shotgun, and he actually does it. It's not just, you know, saying something. Talk about rural voters and that connection in Wisconsin and other key states.
So there's a great academic at the University of Wisconsin-Madison named Kathy Kramer, and she wrote a book just about rural Wisconsinites, rural people everywhere, and I think that there was good reason that they felt kind of left out of the Democratic Party for a while. I think everybody became enamored with urbanism, and everybody became enamored with coastal, highly educated people. And I'm a child of agrarian and rural America, so I speak with some background here. And I think our language became very exclusionary and very coded, and I think people heard that. And I think people in rural Wisconsin heard that. And I think that, first of all, in this campaign, Vice President Harris uses none of that goofy, coded language. I think her pick of Governor Walz to be a running mate was a clear signal to rural Wisconsinites. You know, people that actually like football and actually like hunting and actually like to have a cold beer and maybe a slab of cheese as they're watching their football game. Can't imagine anybody in Wisconsin would do that. And I think that we made mistakes because we started listening to these public radio fools. And now I think we understand that. And hopefully we begin the road back and better connect with folks in rural America, particularly rural Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, it's interesting to me. I think one of the problems the pollsters have been having, and we've seen this in data work that I do, is the coalition is changing. You know, and you hit on it about the dads. We did a bunch of research. I think you're a girl dad, too. You know, we asked what's the role that girl dads view as the most important they play in daughters' lives. And this isn't true of mothers with daughters or sons. It isn't true with dads with sons. But the number one role they want to play is protector. And the number one value they want to impart on their daughters is integrity. And that's true regardless of the age of the daughter. And part of what we have to figure out how to do is this coalition changes, is how do we get daughters to have conversations in constructive ways with their dads about the cognitive dissonance between what they're espousing politically and backing Trump and what they're standing for. Like that is the key to this in the long term. Because we have a white dude problem.
Let me explain to you just how perceptive that your question or your observation is. The most consequential relationship in human biology, and by the way, there's mounds of research on this. It's not even in dispute, is father-daughter. A daughter's opinion of herself is more determined by the relationship with a father than a son's opinion of himself is relationship with mother or dad or mother-daughter. That is the most consequential relationship there is. And you touched on it. You might not have known that there is a mountain of research to back this up. And we talk about, you know, as much as protecting our daughters, we want to inspire them. We want them to feel very confident. We want them to feel, you know, very good about their intellect. We want them to feel very good about their bodies, about their appearance. And, you know, and part of protecting our daughters is they might have a difficult pregnancy at one time. That's
James, sorry to interrupt. Can you stick around for five more minutes or you got to run?
Okay, I'll stick around. I'm enjoying it. Good. All right, very good.
More with James Carville on the other side. Football, politics, don't go anywhere. James Carville on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here live on location at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers baseball team. A affiliate on the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. That was, of course, on Wisconsin. And we're talking to an SEC fan, specifically the LSU Tigers. He is the great James Carville joining us live via StreamYard. We appreciate him sticking around. Great new documentary. You can see it in theaters and on CNN called Carville, Winning is Everything Stupid. In theaters now on CNN, also hosts a great podcast as well called Politics War Room with James Carville and Al Hunt, wherever you get your podcasts. A great author, great political strategist, along with Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, who welcome you back. James, didn't mean to cut you off. I was up against a hard time there going against the clock. But anything else you wanted to finish up on your thoughts? Trygve brought this up about the relationship between dads and their daughters and what this means politically in this race 4 days from now.
Well, I do, and I think we talked about some necessary things that we need to talk about, and that was the thought of disengagement of rural America and the Democratic Party and how it has to be brought back together. You know, Wisconsin is the swingiest of the swing states, but I feel pretty good about where Paris is in Wisconsin. I think she's going to be fine. I have a lot of confidence in our state party. We got some tremendous organizational skilled people there, and it's a, you know, Wisconsin, like I said, where our great grandfather was raised, and you know, state. I'll tell you a little fun sports fact. is my dad was a college boxer at LSU. And college boxing, the University of Wisconsin was like the Notre Dame college boxing.
They were
the powerhouse of powerhouses. And it's a big sport, like the 30s and 40s, maybe even a bit into the early.
My granddad was a boxer.
Yeah, and he talked about going on a train to Madison, and it was a winter sport. He just couldn't believe how cold it was in Madison, Wisconsin in February. Pretty cold.
It ain't Louisiana.
Yeah, when the wind starts blowing across the lakes and the isthmus, it's cold.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I have one question for you, because I know you have done a lot of Pennsylvania stuff. I've never really done Pennsylvania stuff. How do you feel about Pennsylvania? Because I know we get asked on the show, not just about Wisconsin, which people feel good about, but everybody wants to know about Pennsylvania.
I think that people are an elevated state of nervousness about Pennsylvania. You know what? I honestly think if there's seven swing states, the most unlikely thing to happen is they break 4-3. If they're going to break somebody's way 5-2, 6-1, maybe even 7-0, but I don't think they're going to break 4-3. And, you know, everything kind of lines up a little bit on election day, but it's undoubtedly very, very, very close in polling, but polling is just polling. It's not counting votes. So if I tried to watch somebody on election night, what to pay attention to? I would pay attention to Bucks County and Northampton County in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I would compare the Harris vote with the 2020 Biden vote. It probably would throw in Hanover and North Carolina. But I just look at that's what I'm going to be looking at election night. I can tell you that.
Yeah. What do you think, quickly, we're in the 8th Congressional District here. It's an open seat. Dr. Lyerly, an OBGYN on the Dem side, is running against this guy we call Weird Weed, Tony Weed, who actually put Trump's name ahead of his on his field signs that said Trump endorsed Tony Weed. And then on the other side of the state, the western side, the 3rd District, we got Derek Van Orten, the SEAL who was at January 6th running against Rebecca Cook. How do you think down ballot, James, in the House in the Senate, how do you see things going?
So I'll just make one overall point. The Democrats have not lost an election in over 2 years. Now, we might start losing, but I think that Brother Weed, I endorse his last name more than I endorse his whole name. I think almost OBGYN is almost a perfect Democratic candidate in this environment, but
she's a hunter, and she's a hunter, James, too.
A hunting OBGYN. That's
it. Yes,
that's
from a Republican family. Run does a Dem,
and she likes brat and cheese and brews.
Right.
Okay,
you can
never get
and the Green Bay Packers,
and the Packers, and the Bucks, and the Brewers, and whatever else you got. Yeah, I would bet on the good doctor.
All right, sounds good. Got two more minutes left here before I gotta let you go. Let's talk a little football. How do you feel about your LSU Tigers and the SEC? I mean, it really comes down to the Big Two now, right? SEC versus Big Ten. How do you see things shaking out in college football?
I think in college football, things are going to shake up. I think there's going to be 24, maybe 28 teams, and then there's going to be everybody else. The good news for us is University of Wisconsin and LSU would be among the 24 to 28 under any scenario that this is done. But I don't think the future for the Northwesterns, the Purdue's, the Vanderbilt's, the Mississippi States is honestly that bright. And I think we've seen tremendous consolidation. And I just think that the amount of money that there is and that is brought to the table, we're going to have a kind of two-tier system here in college football. It's just not going to be able to maintain.
Well, and you look at college basketball right now. You had one of our native sons, Tony Bennett, suddenly retire there at Virginia. I mean, this pressure now, the NIL, the transfer portal. Don't we have to get some kind of control over this, James? Or it's going to get out of control? It already is.
Well, I mean, you know what people would say when you had people that were doing this, and the universities were making all the money, and these guys couldn't sell their jerseys. Was also an unfair system, if you will. I mean, we didn't have a great thing that we came from, and you know, Tony Bennett's one of the great. The thing about basketball, more than any other sport,
20 seconds.
One guy can make or break you. Okay, yeah. Football. Yeah.
One guy you want to have on your team is James Carville. He is the great James Carville. It's called Winning Is Everything Stupid, in theaters and CNN. Thank you, James, for being with us. Safe travels around the country.
I'm going to play the Greek Freak. I'm going to guard him right now. I'm going to get the Greek Freak.
And James, right, come back when they play Wisconsin.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.7 WRCE and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.